Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to the last public Bashar session. Thank you very much for being here tonight. You're welcome. You're welcome. There probably may be a few people who have never attended a Bashar session before. You'll catch on. What'd you say? God help you. You'll catch on very quickly how this happens. Bashar will come through. He'll talk for a few minutes on whatever he thinks is the important subject. And then it's basically open questions and answers. Whatever it is you want to ask that you think is important is fine. And this is done very randomly. You just call out Bashar. He will point at you in whatever order he thinks he needs to choose you. If you do get chosen to ask a question, we have a remote mic, which April is now waving around here, right here, remote mic. Wait until the mic is handed to you so that we can get your question clearly on the tape, and then go ahead, speak up loudly so that everyone can hear you and ask whatever your question might be. We'll go ahead and get right into it since we're pressed for time a little bit. This will probably last just a couple of hours. Thank you again very much for coming tonight and for all the other times that you've come. I appreciate it very much. Do you have a question?
Yeah, could we put a limit to one question per person?
Bashar is the determiner of that. Yes.
Cool.
So he takes whatever he thinks is important. But yes, it's a good policy in any case, especially with a crowd this big. Try and focus on the single most important issue. Keep it to one if you possibly can, just so we can give as many people a chance as possible. But he'll choreograph whatever needs to happen, because you know he has no qualm about shutting anybody off if they've gone too long. So don't worry about that. Anyway, thanks again. Please have a good time tonight, and I'll see you all later. What? Yes.
Say good day to you, this David or Tom. How are you all?
Excellent.
Once again, we take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for co-creating this transmission, this day of your time. Once again, each and every time, all of you and each of you allow such a transmissional link, bridge, to be formed. It affords our civilization an opportunity to experience creation through the eyes of more and more facets of the infinite. And we thank you for this gift of expansion. We would like to begin this transmission, this day of your time, with the following small story. There was a mighty spaceship with a curious crew exploring the breadth and depth of the cosmos. And as they would then come to a new world in their exploration, a new planet, a new solar system, they would then, with their curiosity, investigate, interact, share, trade, exchange, taking what they needed of that which was freely given to them, giving back that which was what the world might need, what the people on the world might need. And one day, in the midst of such an exchange, the crew was asked by the inhabitants of one of the worlds they were visiting exactly, tell us, if you would, with this great, great, majestic ship that you have orbiting our world, tell us, if you would, just exactly, how powerful are you? And the captain of the crew said in response to this question, our ship can boil your seas, turn them to steam, level your cities in the wink of an eye, turn your entire population to dust in an instant. Oh, said the inhabitant, that is very powerful. No, said the captain. What gives us our power is that we would never do such a thing. That is how powerful we are. That we have this at our disposal and would never use it that way. That is how powerful we are. So like unto then, many of the circumstances that rise up on your planet to face you, to challenge you, you have many different tools at your disposal. You have many different ways you can react and respond. You choose at every moment whether to exhibit the idea of power or not. But heed the idea that while in certain circumstances you may from time to time think that certain actions are the demonstration of power, make sure you pause and stop and think again so that you understand that the true demonstration of power is awareness, compassion, and the lightest possible touch. Because as we have said many times, that which is the greatest power requires the lightest possible touch to get something done. A great deal of pushing comes from those that feel powerless, that feel they must manipulate and push things into the direction they wish them to go. Those that already know they are part of the infinite, those that already know there is no power greater than what they are already a part of, need not exercise a demonstration, for they will know that in their allowance, all things will fall into place, and that that allowance is the greatest power that can be reflected to anyone else. in all your endeavors, every single one without exception, allow yourself that degree of immaculateness, that degree of precision, that degree of composure and wholeness, and as the channel has recently discussed with some of you, the idea wholly is to step into the void, to step into the nothing freely, willingly, and most importantly, gracefully. For as you dive off of that diving board of familiarity, resistance in the dive will only allow you to hit the water hard. Grace in the dive will allow you to slip through the surface of the water effortlessly. You are all on the edge of the diving board now, in this time and place on your planet. The changes that have begun, the changes that are happening now, and the changes that will continue. It is up to you, each and every single individual one of you, as to how you will experience the event of every change. The changes in and of themselves do not have to manifest in any particular way. Change will occur. The methodology, the presentment, the effect of how you experience the change is up to whether or not you dive with resistance or dive gracefully. But dive you will, because you have decided to dive. You have placed yourself by choice on the edge of the board. You have invited the unknown into your reality, and it has answered your invitation. Do not fear it. It is what you want. It is what you have asked for. It is what you have prayed for. Do not fear the form in which it comes. It comes in the form it needs to come in. For you to be challenged, for you to grow, each and every one of you, according to your kind, according to your belief, according to your vibration. Embrace the unknown. Embrace the change. Within it, you will find the rest of yourself. We salute you for your courage and your strength and your boldness to have chosen such a challenging world. It only shows you that you are that powerful, that you knew your power would be sufficient to handle the challenges this world presents to you. Know that. Behave as if you know that, and you will see and feel and experience your world becoming the world of your dreams as you become, the dream of the infinite, as you surrender to yourself, to your true self, and become the dream you were dreamed to be, so too will your world become a reflection of that dream. Let go your expectations and assumptions. Let go your definitions. Let go of who you think you are. Let go of who you think you're supposed to be. Because I will tell you this, in all honesty, you don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. And I will tell you this, that is exactly as it should be. When it is all right, when you are comfortable with not knowing who you are, then can you truly be who you are. Then can you truly reveal unto yourself who you really were created to be. But only when you stop thinking you know who you are is this possible. It is all right to not know who you are. Do not fear not knowing who you are. This is part of what it is to leap into the void. For only then, when you have allowed there to be nothing, can there be something. If you hold on to something, then there will always be nothing. If you let go and let it be all right for there to be nothing, and stay centered within your being, stay centered within your joy, not your fear, then you will know where you are is where you need to be. And you will not fear that anything can take you. You will not fear that you must give your power over. You will not fear in any way, shape, or form, even when you fear. You will not fear. Because you will experience the fear in a different way. You will experience it as information. You will experience it as self-awareness. You will experience it as an opportunity to add to the knowledge of yourself. You will experience it as one of the valued events of your life. For you are valued and valuable, and you must value yourself. Or nothing you have ever learned from any of us will work. If you do not value who you are, then you do not give yourself the ability to use any tool. The first tool is to be yourself and let it be all right to be who you are, whatever that may be. Then can you change? But remember, change takes place within the nothing. You do not experience the shift itself. You only experience what comes after the shift. You only experience the result of the change. That takes place in a world of space and time. That is the world of experience. The change takes place in timelessness, and so there is no experience of it. Not of the actual change itself, but only of how you have changed. Let yourself go into that timelessness so that you may be free and flexible to change anytime it serves you, anytime it allows you to be more of who you are. And then trust that whatever it is you become, whatever it is you have changed into on the other side of the change, is who you need to be at that moment. Work with it, live with it, love it. Above all, love who you are at every given moment. For only by loving who you are now can you then become anything else you can become. If you invalidate even one moment of your existence, you make it impossible to become any other moment. For until you give each moment its full value and its full due, then it cannot become the next moment. Because there is only one moment. And what you experience as different moments are the same moment. The same moment, but only from a different point of view. You cannot escape the moment. There is only one. By living in it fully and accepting it completely, you allow yourself to then see the same moment from another perspective. But only when you have allowed the perspective you now have to be valid for what it is. For it is the stepping stone that leads to the next moment. It is the rung on the ladder that leads to the next rung. And if you do not step on the first one, you will not reach the second one or the third. We will once again extend our thanks to each and every one of you for allowing us to reflect this idea back to you. At this time, with your best possible focus, we invite you to determine what for each and every one of you now in this exchange is the most important thing you feel you wish to communicate, and you may now, at this point, begin with sharing. You, number one. Number two, do you know who you are? You. Number one, good day.
Good day, Bashar. Can you say something about my health?
What are you experiencing?
I have had three surgeries.
For what?
Heart, prostate. Earlier, I had hernia surgery.
Yes.
And I've had a stroke. So I would like to know, how far will this go?
Nothing that you have experienced cannot be reversed. But first, what is the nature of your lifestyle?
Active, working, exercising. That's the nature.
And this began when?
Since I was 20.
And what was the nature of your lifestyle then?
Active, working, enjoying, having a good time.
And each of these things has allowed you to come to face what issues and what ideas? And what have you learned from this experience?
Well, I was happy, but some bitterness has crept in. Some
bitterness?
Yes.
Because?
Of, you might say, the cards I got dealt.
Who dealt them?
I don't know.
You did. You hold the deck. No one else does. In thinking about it that way, and in knowing that you have dealt these cards to yourself, how does that make you feel?
Well?
Yes. Well, what?
I don't know how to redeal them or what to do with this deck.
You do. The idea is, first of all, to examine within you what issues come up with regard to the idea of victimization. We recently have discussed with another individual on your planet the following concept, which to some degree, not completely in the same way, but which to some degree may apply in this case. This individual was driving along in their automobile and was struck by a truck. In their interaction with us, they said, I have been living a spiritual life. I have been following my joy. I have been doing all the things that one assumes are the expressions of balance. I had assumed I was past any such kind of thing happening to me. And we responded, that is the mistake. That you assume you can ever be past anything. You are never, ever, ever past any possibility in your life. Anything is always possible. His assumption that he was past all of that, whatever he meant by all of that, is what attracted it to him, to show him, for him to show himself, that he had made an assumption that was, in essence, erroneous. Spiritual growth can allow a life to be manifested in which certain kinds of things will no longer occur. This is true. However, these certain things, such as the automobile accident and the ideas that many of you call disease, these certain things, in many cases, will no longer occur, no longer manifest, when it's all right if they do. If it's all right that they can, if it's all right that it is always possible that they might, then they never need to. But when an individual falls under the assumptions, falls under the definitions, falls into the belief systems, that they are somehow beyond such things, smack, they run into that brick wall and prove to themselves that there is no such thing as being beyond such things. Because if you are growing, if you are integrating, if you are becoming more than you were before, that is a process of integration, and it means by definition that you must contain even more possibilities than you did previously. Growth is not the product of exclusion. Things do not get excluded from your possible reality life. They become more possible. More possible. Walking the fine line, the balance point, between whether or not they actually occur is due to your willingness to let it be all right if in fact they do occur. And if they do, in extracting from it, in all possible ways, whatever it is you can constructively extract, knowing that you have dealt this card yourself. Now you understand that this is not a judgment, and you understand this is not a chastisement, and you understand this is not in any way, shape, or form saying that you are not a powerful being. But you, in choosing these kinds of cards, have actually given yourself a reflection of the level of your power. For again, when each and every one of you, whether it be your preference or not, when any of you heap upon yourself this many challenges of this nature, it is a sign from yourself to yourself of exactly how strong you are, that you can even transform all of these things. There are many ways and many methodologies by which you could perhaps go about doing this, but first and foremost, every single one of them will be based upon your recognition of the power that you used to manifest these things, instead of the assumption that it is your weakness that has done so. Is this making some sense so far?
Yes.
In each of the things you have described that you have experienced, and in saying that you are now feeling bitterness, allow yourself to learn, to take time to learn. As strange as I know this may sound to human ears, to go back in your mind, in your memory, in your feelings, to each and every one of those incidents on your own time, in a relaxed, meditative state, or a daydream state, or an imaginative state, however you wish to do it, go back to each of those times and every aspect of those particular events and embrace and love each and every one of them. Each and every one. And again, as strange as it may sound, and this does not mean you are settling for less, be grateful. Experience gratitude, the energy of absolute gratitude for the discovery that these events, these diseases, have shown you in each and every case that you are so powerful that you can even heap one after the other upon yourself, and still you can accomplish recognition of your wholeness, recognition of your spirituality, recognition of your joy. Nothing can really stop you. And in some senses, that is the card you are showing yourself. Is this making some sense to you?
Yes.
When you can relax into that energy, fully relax into that allowance, you will see a reversal of experience. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
In the meantime, as an aid and an assistance, make sure everything you are putting in your body, every single thing, is as pure and natural as it possibly can be. Do your best, whatever that may be, to remove anything from your body that you believe or know might be a toxin of any kind. Do you follow me?
Yes, I do.
Infuse your body with the natural things that grow, the herbs that are designed by nature's intelligence for the correction of these things that you are talking about experiencing in the fullest, purest possible dosages available. Do you follow me?
Yes, I do.
And again, unconditionally love yourself, no matter what game you are playing. All right?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. You are three. Number two.
Thank you. This is for my son, David.
Your son, David.
He's faced with a very serious operation.
Of what nature is the operation?
They want to take a piece out of his hip and
yes.
put it into his ankle.
Yes.
There is a hole in the ankle bone.
Yes.
The size larger than a quarter. And he's been very athletic. And
originated in what fashion?
He was playing basketball. He had pain, and so he went in to have scar tissue removed about 2.5 years ago.
Yes.
The operation was not a success. While he was open, I fear that he got a viral staph or some sort of parasitical infection.
All right.
But I don't know. I'm asking you how it happened, because now they refuse to check it to see what created it, what caused it. They just say, we want to cut, go in, we'll take care of it. And
all right. First and foremost,
yes.
In some certain circumstances, and I am not making a blanket statement here, in some certain circumstances, the practice on your planet that you call surgery can have benefits depending upon the situation at hand and the nature of the individuals involved, their belief systems, and what would actually be the path of least resistance. However, this will depend upon how far they have taken themselves, to what point they have brought themselves, to how much time they have left themselves. And so this must factor into the decision as to whether or not to go ahead with this particular kind of procedure. But even this can be corrected by the things we have just discussed. For there are, for every single affliction, a natural herb in full, potent formulation that will alleviate in short order that affliction, even to the regrowing of what you would call tissue and bone material.
I agree.
When the body is cleansed, when the body is allowed to remove the toxins that impinge upon its natural healing ability, anything that happens to the body can be healed by the body without any other additional input. The things that we are suggesting, such as the strong, potent, pure, organic, natural, herbal formulations, are for the purpose of removing and cleansing and strengthening the natural things, of allowing, of providing the body's natural ability to heal itself in all circumstances and in all cases. It is not that they themselves do the thing, do the healing, make the correction, but that if you will then support the body with these things in large dosages, as they are properly aligned for the particular circumstance, you will see in short order what you would call miraculous reversals. And then you will know whether or not it is necessary to proceed with any other methodology. But if an individual has not left themselves much time, if they feel that their path of least resistance is to move in certain ways, then there is nothing that can be said to them that will alter their course. But it is never too late to begin to infuse the body with large dosages of the natural herbs that will aid and assist in the speeding up of the recovery process and the healing, for even then after such surgery, if it is decided that you will go ahead with this, even after that, then the repair and the healing can still take place with the infusion of these dosages and natural products. Do you follow?
Yes, and I believe this, but so far the doctors have not agreed to this.
We understand that, but the point is, this is your decision.
Yes.
Not theirs.
Well, they have put fear into him, saying if he doesn't do it now right away, that they...
We understand that, but it is your decision and his decision to decide whether or not he will buy into the fear. And this is what we are referring to when we talk about the idea of path of least resistance.
Right. Would you suggest any type of procedure, such as clearing the meridians, any type of...
We have told you what we would recommend.
I just have to find those people.
The natural, most potent ideas of herbal products that grow naturally.
Mm-hmm.
What the earth has provided in its intelligence and wisdom is for all those things without exception. Keep it simple.
Right.
Keep it basic. The difficulties that all of you are having is because you have moved away from that simplicity and that obviousness. It is time to get back to them, if that is what you say you prefer. Nothing needs to be more complicated than that unless you are willing to believe it must be, or are afraid that it must be. Do you follow that?
Yes.
When these transmissions are over, there will be individuals in your gathering who can tell you the sources for the purest herbal products that you will require. They will seek you out and let you know. All right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bashar.
Number three. You are number four. Do you know who you are? Number five. Female. Stop. Female. Did you say Bashar? Then you are number five. I know, and that means you're number six. Not yet. Proceed.
Good evening.
And to you, good day.
Before I ask you any questions, is there anything you'd like to ask us? No. Okay. In the spirit of philosopher, priest, and scientist, is this month of August marked with a harmonic convergence similar to 1987?
No. There will always be threshold points. There will always be overlap vibrational points. The one going on in your present year is not exactly the same. There are convergent points going on, but there is not the same vibrational comparison to what you are calling your year of 1987.
I spend an equal amount of time in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Both areas are subject to earthquakes.
Yes.
The question is, it seems to me that the anger and that the anger that the people in Los Angeles seem to exhibit may contribute more so to an earthquake? In other words, can people's thoughts and feelings of a negative nature have a...
Yes. We have been saying this for years. And that is why we say, when you are centered within your vibration of belief, that is a belief that is aligned and harmonious with your joy, then you will actually be capable of transforming the way changes occur. They need not occur in catastrophic terminologies. And even if, in a sense, they do, and even if you are in the midst of it, your vibration will determine what you experience. And an individual experiencing the full terror, and even unto injury and death, can be standing right next to another individual who will remain untouched. It depends upon the vibration and how you will translate your reality, because each and every one of you is a different reality. You share some ideas, but the idea of the changes fundamentally are neutral, and the effect of how you experience them is completely determined by the vibrational state in which you decide you exist. Do you understand?
Yes.
Does that help you then?
One last question. As a child, I was diagnosed being allergic to penicillin. Without submitting myself to retesting that, can you confirm whether that condition still exists?
In you, it does. Again, because of toxicity in the bodies and the need for such substances that actually set up certain kinds of reactions, such as allergic reactions. Other substances, similar in nature, have set up certain kind of toxic allergic reactions within you to other similar substances. But the body can still be purged and cleansed of all such toxins, as we have already described. Do you follow?
Yes.
And in then the cleansing, there will be no need for such things, and as such then, no allergic reactions to anything natural. Do you follow?
Yes.
Thank you.
With the current...
That's it.
Thank you.
And the next. Not yet.
Hello, Bashar.
And to you, good day.
I'm a computer 3D animator.
You are a computer 3D animator?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I made this transition about a year ago into this industry, and the industry is rather slow right now. Do you have any idea when I'll be working full-time in this industry?
No. We only know that you will be completely, totally, and always occupied if you simply follow your highest joy at any given moment, whether it is in that particular field or not. If you are saying you want to be completely occupied, then simply follow your joy. Sometimes your joy will not necessarily be in that direction. You must, at any given moment, follow the thing that excites you the most at that moment to the best capability you have of acting on it. It may not always be in the direction that you think it ought to be, but if you trust that the thing that contains the highest excitement is the thing you need to follow at that moment, you will ultimately see how they're all connected, even though on the surface they may not appear to be. Do you follow me?
Yes, I do.
What I am saying is that sometimes something that reflects your highest joy may not actually appear to be a part of the particular career you have mentioned, but if it contains your highest joy, and so does your career, then it is connected and it is a part of it, even though it doesn't look like it. Understand that your entire reality is a 3D projected animation. And you have to allow yourself to learn to use the power of the illusion instead of succumbing to the illusion of power. Do you follow?
Yes, I do.
So, do you understand then how to do this?
Well, no.
At any given moment, you have available to you a number of options of things you can choose to do. Do you not?
Yes, I do.
All you have to do is assess which one of all the things, no matter what they are, that are available to you to act upon at any given moment, contains out of all of them the highest excitement and the greatest capability of you to act upon them. And when you have determined which one it is, act upon it. In the next instant, Make another assessment. When you are done with that one, what then is the thing that contains the highest excitement? Act on it to the best of your ability. And the next moment, and the next, and the next. Do you believe you have the capability of doing that?
Yes, I do.
Do you understand that that means the excitement that comes in those moments means that all those apparently different moments are actually the same moment? It's the excitement that tells you it's all one and the same, not how they look on the surface.
Correct.
So, do you think now you understand that you can do this?
Well, yes.
Does that help
and
you
And it
then?
Does involve 3D animation.
Yes.
My concern is just on
your
a practical basis.
Your what? Your concern? Do you enjoy being concerned?
No, I enjoy being employed, is the thing.
Then employ yourself. Employ yourself.
Right.
Which means engage your life. Engage yourself in everything that really is representative of your highest joy. You have now made the assumption in your implication that that which is your highest joy cannot lead you into circumstances that will support you. You are making the assumption that only certain things can support you. Remember, we have talked recently about the idea of the primary key to abundance, the primary tool to abundance, and it is this. When you learn how to do more with less, you will then need to do less to get more. I'll say it again. When you learn how to do more with less, you will then need to do less to get more.
Understood.
So don't think you need to do certain things in order to be supported. If they are not representative of your joy, your highest joy, honestly and truly, you don't need to do them. And by learning that you don't need to do them, you will learn how to do more with less. And that will allow you to then do less and get more. Because again, remember, the greatest power requires the gentlest touch. You don't need to scramble to make your reality work, to make your life work. It works. Let it work by following your joy and trusting that it is leading you where you need to be led and that it will support you on the way, because if it didn't, what would be the point? Creation does not do pointless things. You have to trust the mechanism of creation. Mm-hmm. Or don't. That's your choice.
Right.
Do you follow me?
I do.
Does this help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And the next. And a you good day.
First of all, I just wanted to share with you that I've been told by my doctor that within the next month I'll be considered fully healed.
Oh, all right.
And I was told initially it would take 1 to 2 years, and it's taken me only 6 months, and I wanted to thank you for that. Your assistance.
Why are you thanking us?
For reflecting to me the assistance that you've given me in terms of meditation and suggestions for supplements.
But it was your choice to implement those ideas, and so we thank you for your own acceleration.
Yay. Thank you. And within this time period, I also completed my screenplay, Gray Matter, which I'm very excited about.
All right.
And I'm following my joy, and every day is just a blessing, and I wanted
thank
to share
you.
That.
Thank you.
And I just had two very brief questions.
Yes.
One is, there are several products that I use, substances. One is Progest Cream, another is a product by a woman named Mariana Chisette, and the third is MSM lotion.
Yes.
And I'm wondering which is most efficacious for erasing or preventing wrinkles?
Whichever one involves the least amount of worry.
Is there another substance that you can suggest for us to focus on this issue?
Stop worrying about it.
It's not a worry, it's a curiosity.
Nice try.
Okay, touche.
Merci.
And lastly, I read recently that Carolyn Mace said that she has found that almost 99% of the time when she meets people with lower back problems, that it's because they experience financial insecurity. Can you comment on that?
Yes.
So you're verifying that what you said?
Yes.
See? Okay, that's interesting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And for all of your help.
And you as well. Number six. Not yet. Number six.
Oh, I think it's you.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I was five.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm five.
Five, then six.
That's fine. Does this thing work? Hi, Bashar.
And to you, good day.
it's great to talk to you like this again.
We thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We thank you.
Oh, good. Your monologue was amazing. I guess I'm calling it a monologue.
Yes.
For
since
the past,
I was the only one saying it. You can call it a monologue.
Yeah. The past year, I've actually feel like I've been in that void of being stripped.
All right. Congratulations.
Yeah. And it's
Yes. Evoking, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is.
Shattering, isn't it? Releasing, isn't it?
Yes, and it's amazing because my experience of it is like I don't even know who I am anymore.
Congratulations.
And
you can begin the real work of being yourself.
Right. It was kind of funny though. I warn other people that when you don't know yourself anymore, you can possibly experience it with not even knowing what you like to do anymore.
Yes.
And
that must be all right.
Yes.
Yes.
I've come to an understanding of that, and
yes.
I guess you could say I'm doing my best to incorporate it.
Yes.
You
are.
Well, and it's very interesting to think of yourself as not knowing anything that you excite. Like, I like a lot of things.
I understand that, but you know what?
What?
You haven't quite gotten down back to being the actual child yet.
I know, and that's the amazing thing, because I think my cat Rumi does that for me. It's the one thing I do love.
Yes.
That might sound silly to other people.
But you cannot rely on the cat to do it for you forever.
No, oh gosh, I know that.
Yes. When you, in this nothingness and in this not knowingness, when you let go now, as you're beginning to, slowly, but when you let go faster and faster and faster and faster, and find yourself falling all the way down the abyss, back into being the true child. When you finally allow her out, when you finally allow her to be her as she always wanted to be, as she always wished she could be, then your excitement will know no bounds and will be unending.
I guess that's why I've been, for I have no idea why, in a way,
yes.
Except for now,
and
that I've been...
That is as it should be, because the you are now needs to let go of the idea of itself so that the child you need to be can be given its due.
Well, what I meant to say, that must be why I'm all of a sudden starting to write children's books.
Yes.
But it's like, in this experience, I'll be excited. It takes me very amazingly short time to do them. Then I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yes. But
and
you
the
see,
excitement goes away
but
again.
But you see, the only reason the excitement seems to go away is because there are still a few remnants, and this is not a bad thing, there are still a few remnants in the older personality structures that think that being excited has to be about something. Do you understand?
About
something. You are still assuming the excitement has to be about something.
Always creating instead of just being.
Yes. Being is creating.
Right.
And when you are simply excited because there is no other way to be, not because the excitement is about something, Then your excitement will know no bounds and know no end. And everything will fall into your excitement. You will not be looking for the excitement to be in things. You will find, as all of you will find, that the excitement is what you are. That's your state. It is the state of being you. And everything will fall into that state. The excitement is not so much in things. We understand we have used that terminology, but this is a euphemism. It is a convenience. It is simply the vagaries of your language. Excitement isn't in things. Things are in excitement. And when you simply are willing to be excited for no reason, then it won't be about something, and you'll be excited all the time because there will be no reason not to be. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I guess I can...
Don't think about it. Don't worry about it. Don't guess about it. Just keep going. What we have said to you will sink in. Believe me, the child in you heard us very clearly and is very excited about their... not having to be a reason to be excited. The fact that your child is becoming more excited, that excitement is all right for its own sake, the more that that child will leak into you, the more you will let it.
And this obviously can help me if I take baby steps. Hello.
Yes.
That can help me be open to an opportunity to change residences and everything else.
Yes, it will, but... do not make it about that. It doesn't need to be about anything. Do not make it conditional. Do not attach it to anything outside that needs to be there. If I do this, if this happens, then I can do this. Don't make if-thens. No more if-thens. So gone are the if-thens. Just be.
So this change on the other side is basically...
it's all connected. It's all one thing. Just be. All right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, a dozen pink roses to you.
Thank you.
Bashar.
Yes, you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's been almost 13 years since we first met.
13 years since we have first met.
In our time, that is.
In your time, yes.
And I thank you for so many times that you've been of assistance.
We thank you for allowing us to reflect back to you, your willingness to be of assistance to yourself. Thank you, yes.
And I'd like to ask you to be of assistance to me in something very important.
You never have to ask for our assistance if it is appropriate and allowed. That we can assist any of you, we always will.
I understand that. I have been in communication with my son, Johnny.
Communication with your son.
And he says it's okay for you to tell me. What was it that he couldn't talk about that I have taken on?
What was it that he could not talk about that you had taken on?
I can't talk. Have you not noticed?
No.
Well,
have you?
Yes, and I've taken on...
Why have you noticed?
Because when I want to shout, it's difficult.
Then why shout? Why not whisper?
It's not good for your voice.
To whisper?
No.
There is nothing wrong with whispering.
Well... and the experts say that you shouldn't whisper. But listen to me, I don't want to sound this way anymore.
I understand you do not want to sound that way. However...
can you help?
Yes. If you will, be quiet.
Thank you.
The idea, and this is not a chastisement, is that you need to be quiet. You need to be quiet. You need to understand an economy of communication. Now... at this point in your life. Insistence on voicing what you think you're supposed to voice will cause more resistance in your throat. You need to let go of insistence. Completely, utterly, totally, for good. You do not need to say as much as you think you need to say to get your point across. This is the point. Economy of communication. In the same way we have discussed the idea of the key to abundance, this applies in many ways to the stage of your life that you're in with regard to communication as well. When you learn to do more with less, you will only need to do a little to allow yourself to be understood a lot. You must master a new level of communication, one that does not rely on the vocalizations you seem to think are so important. They are not. Not to you, not now. You must go into the creative artist that you are. You must let that out more and more, and you must be inspired to find other methodologies of communication that are simple, direct, clear, open, honest, with no need, no insistence that it must be in the form you are used to. Am I making myself clear so far?
Yes.
You must let go completely of the need to communicate this way. While you are letting go of the need to communicate this way, there are, again, for you as well, certain pure herbal ideas that you need to infuse your body with. In fact, you need to really infuse every cell in your body with the things that will strengthen you, but at the same time soothe you. But you must, during this intake, let it be all right just to take in and not have the need, in a sense, to give out. No insistence on things that you think must be said. Just allow yourself to trust that the message is delivered on many levels. You must trust that you will begin to see that it is, even though right now your mind only understands speech. It is your heart that really does the talking. All of you. And when you understand that your heart is speaking all the time, and speaking in the way that you need to speak, and in the way that others need to hear you, you will let it be all right that your mouth is not always making sounds, because you know your heart is delivering the message and will be heard when it needs to be. When you can be at peace with that silence, your voice will come back completely. When you can be at peace with silence, your voice will come back completely. And you are getting help with this from us and others. Do you follow me?
Yes. I follow you.
Relax. Do you understand what we have said?
Yes. I understand. But what do you mean, relax? Yes, Bashar, I understand, but are you saying that Johnny did not have anything that he couldn't talk about?
What do you think I'm telling you?
You're not telling me about him. You're talking about me.
Yes. And I am delivering to you the message that is most important from him.
Uh-oh.
Do you follow?
Thank you.
Do you understand now?
Yes.
This is the message from him.
Thank you.
And when you go into that silence, and when it's all right to be in that silence, you yourself will hear him more clearly. Do you follow?
Yes. Thank you.
And that's why it is important to be quiet.
Okay.
There's a lot more information in the silence than you think. And you have to learn to hear it. But you won't hear it until you stop talking. till the mind stops talking.
That makes sense.
Our love to you.
Thank you, and mine to you.
You! 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 You!
Bashar, thank you for being here.
Good day.
Good evening. Good day. First time question for you, talking about vibrations.
Vibrations.
I've recently been in a situation where I felt disappointment in a relationship.
Disappointment in relationship.
And
I wish you could all hear how that concept translates on our side. It is almost an impossible statement.
So my question is,
you are always in relationship, and it is really impossible to disappoint yourself from it. Continue.
It's about shifting my vibration is the question, how to shift my vibration so I'm not in disappointment with it. That's where I feel
it is
really
easy
really
to
stuck.
Shift your vibration. When you want to, you will. You don't want to. What do you mean I don't want to? Yes, I do. No, you don't. What do you mean? This is what I mean. Each and every one of you, everything you do, everything you experience, you choose to experience. On some level, you all have definitions within you that allow you to determine that what you're experiencing is serving you somehow. When you don't believe, when you don't have a definition that what you're experiencing is serving you, you will not do it. You won't feel it. You won't experience it. Trust me, you won't. Because none of you chooses anything but what you believe is the least painful of your choices. So when you experience the idea of what you call disappointment, it is because you have been taught to buy into a definition that may be within your personality unconsciously, a definition that says that reaction is what will get you something. Sympathy, an excuse to not necessarily see yourself in the way you don't want to. I'm not saying this exactly to you, but you get the point in general.
Yes.
The idea is to look at your definition about what you're getting out of feeling the disappointment. Because somehow you believe it's serving you. When it no longer serves you, you will never feel it again. But as long as you believe that it is the most likely thing that will get you what you think you want, it may not be the thing that will get you what you want, but when you believe it is, you will continue to feel that way. Because all feelings are secondary responses to something you believe to be true. You cannot have a feeling without the belief first. So the feeling of disappointment somehow means that you need to feel that in order to feel somehow equitable with the situation or get something out of it that you feel you didn't get out of it any other way. Or get some kind of support for what you're going through in another way than you believe is possible. Is this making some sense?
Yes. I would like to shift this belief. That's my question is, how do I do that?
I just told you. I'll say it again. I understand that sometimes what is not clear to all of you is that when you recognize why you're doing it, you've already shifted, and no additional process is necessary. All you have to do is realize that you're choosing it for a reason. And when you stop and realize you're choosing it for a reason and no longer buy into that reason, it's gone. There is nothing additional you have to do to change it. It's gone. If it's not gone, you're still buying into the reason of how the idea of being disappointed serves you. So, if you want to explore that, I ask you, how does being disappointed serve you? What do you get out of it by choosing that experience? I'm not invalidating it. You can be disappointed if you want to be. I'm not attempting to take the feeling away from you or tell you that you shouldn't feel it. I am simply asking you, What is it you're getting out of having that feeling? How does it serve you to be disappointed? Can you come up with something?
The first thing that comes up is familiarity. It feels familiar.
All right. Okay. You see, this is a good example. And in many ways, you have, as you say, hit the proverbial nail on the head for many of you. Because to many of you, change is fearful. And even though familiarity may be excruciatingly painful, this tells you exactly how afraid you are of change if that kind of pain is more familiar and more desirable than making a change. It tells you how painful you think or believe the change will be. Not that it will be, but if you define the change as being more painful than the familiar pain, you will choose the familiar pain. Because you always choose in the direction of the least painful or the most joyful. Do you follow? That's your motivation. It's your sole motivation. It's the only motivation all of you have. You always move away from the direction you perceive to be most painful. You always move toward the direction you perceive to be most joyful. But notice I said perceive to be. Doesn't mean that it is, but if you perceive it to be, you will choose that thing. You follow?
Yes, thank you.
If you let yourself know that it's only a matter of how you define it and not that the thing itself is actually intrinsically painful, then you will have no reason not to choose what you prefer. Because as soon as you change your definition, all of you being perfectly motivated will be motivated to move in the direction of whatever you have now defined as being less painful and more joyful. And you will move in that direction and you will behave accordingly. And nothing will stop you and there will be no needed long process in order to make a change. Do you follow?
Yes, thank you.
Is this helping you?
It is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You. Female, then you. Stop. Male. Number two. Yes, number one.
Oh, me? Bashar?
Yes.
We're trying to figure out.
Oh, well, go ahead. Take your time. All right, she's one and you're two.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good day.
Good day. I have a son named David who lives in Ashland, Oregon. His birthday, he was born on 8-8-80.
Yes.
He was 8 years old on 8-8-88.
Yes.
Tomorrow is 8-8-98. He's going to be 18. He'll be 21 in 2001.
All right.
I was just wondering if you could share some insight about the significance of what this little guy's got going on with all these numbers.
Many of you will choose the idea of synchronicities with numbers for the purpose of forming around you an unerring guidance system of vibrational frequencies to keep you on track with who and what you are, to constantly remind yourself, like markers along the way, of who and what you are and the level of spiritual vibration that is your true self. This is why this being has done this so blatantly. Do you follow?
Yes.
This being has brought in the idea of certain kinds of expressions and challenges that he felt required a reminder system, an obvious reminder system, one that would not in any way, shape, or form be hidden, but that would mark out the idea of timing, perfect timing, so that he would always know that whatever's going on, he's always at the right place at the right time and doesn't have to worry. You follow me?
Yes.
Does that help you?
Yes, very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Number two.
Good day, Bashar.
And to you, good day.
Thank you. I feel like I'm communicating with my higher self.
All right.
And or a spirit guide.
And or.
Yeah, I'm not sure which it is.
Oh, well, all right. Then what difference does it make?
Well, for one thing, I am sort of curious. I don't know that it makes a difference, but I'm sort of curious.
Well, if you don't know it makes a difference, then it makes no difference.
Okay. Do you know which it is that I'm communicating with?
Yes.
Okay. And I there, is it correct that they are helping? I feel like I'm sort of channeling the writing that I'm doing. I'm sort of channeling
to some
from
degree,
them.
Yes. Okay. And the rest of it is that you are being given an opportunity by them to rely more heavily on your own imagination. In that sense, you're still channeling, but you're channeling more of yourself.
Okay. My question is,
yes.
Is there anything that they have been trying to communicate with me that I'm not getting at this point?
Yes.
Which
stop
is?
Trying to figure out who's helping you when.
Okay.
Because sometimes it's your higher self, sometimes it is your own imagination, sometimes it is your guide, sometimes it is other spirits, other entities, sometimes it is many different factions of yourself, sometimes it is alternate reality, self-bleed through, sometimes it is a number of different things. The point is that it is a perfectly orchestrated endeavor, and when you stop to try and figure out who's there at any given moment, you stop the flow.
Okay.
So stop that.
All right, I will.
Oh, that was from them, not me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. They actually more precisely said, cut it out.
Okay. Thank
you. We took some liberties in translation.
One other quick question is, you're aware
one
of
one moment.
Yes.
Understand again, as you decide to gloss over what was just said, that nothing is said without a reason. And the exact translation, cut it out, has meaning for you. Don't ask me what it is. It's from them, and it has meaning for you. Cut it out. You will know what it means when you need to know what it means, if you allow your imagination and your inspiration to be free-flowing. If you don't, you won't know. But when you allow yourself to be free-flowing, all of a sudden you will understand what it means. You'll recognize the moment. And in that moment, you'll recognize what cut it out means.
Okay. Thank you, Bishop.
It doesn't necessarily mean what you think it means.
Oh. Okay.
Bashar!
Thank you, Bashar.
Yes. Male.
Good day, Bashar.
And to you, good day. One of the reasons we are going back and forth from side to side is to make sure that the microphone person gets enough exercise. Everything is a hint. Good day.
Good day. What I wanted to ask you is, what could you tell me about my contact experiences?
What do you want me to tell you?
Like who they were and why.
Like who they were?
Well, who were they?
Why? Why?
Because I've tried hypnotherapy a few times and I haven't really gotten any specific information. And I was wondering if you can give me specific information who they are.
Why? Why do you need specific information? I must ask this. Why do you need specific information? To what purpose? To what end? To what application?
To help me integrate the experiences.
Why do you think that specific information will help you integrate this? Where did you get that idea? Just ask.
Probably just from the fact that other people can get more information
than
you. And that helps them in their integration process.
They think so.
Okay.
It isn't always so. I will ask the question this way. If you had, right now, to imagine a particular bit of information that you thought, if you discovered it, it would help you, what might that bit of information be likely to be? Just
basically,
go with your imagination.
What their purpose...
No. Listen again. I didn't ask you to ask a question. Listen again. Relax. Open up. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Take another deep breath. Let it out. Take another deep breath. Let it out. If you had to imagine a piece of information that you thought would be the kind of information that would help you integrate, what kind of information would that be? Trust your imagination here. Don't second guess yourself. Don't judge yourself. Just go along. What would you want to say that information would be? If it were the type of information that you would recognize as the type you could apply somehow in your life or have a realization of and feel more integrated. What kind of information, what bit of information, what piece of advice, what perspective, what line, what sentence, what phrase could that be? Or would it be like? Pick something. Invent something. Come on, you can do it. Are you stumped?
Yeah, basically.
Why? What's wrong with your imagination? You want me to phrase it another way? What would be the thing you would love to hear most?
I guess that there were...
You guess? What would be the thing you would love to hear most? What would be the piece of information you would most want to be true? That you feel would have the greatest impact on your integration?
That I was contacting myself from the future.
Why that in particular?
That would help me to know that it's a benevolent and...
Are you afraid that it's not? Benevolent?
No. No, not really.
Then why did you say that would help me to know it's benevolent? Why did you say that? If you're not afraid, why did you say that?
Okay, maybe. I guess I am afraid.
Well, thank you for your honesty. Thank you for your honesty. What are you afraid of?
Loss of control.
Loss of control. The big one. Loss of control. Do you understand that what you all experience... Are you paying attention?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
All right. Do you understand that what you all experience as loss of control is you controlling the situation so that you experience loss of control? Do you understand that paradox?
Yes, I do intellectually.
Oh, there's that separation trick again. I do intellectually. But I can't really bring myself to absolutely believe that I am controlling my experience of loss of control. Why not? Why can't you really bring yourself to absolutely accept 100% that you are in control of your experience of loss of control? Why can't you bring yourself to believe it? I'll tell you, it's because you really don't believe you are in control. Right now you don't believe you're in control. Never mind about being afraid of losing control. You don't believe you have control now. You've lost it. It's gone. Bye-bye. Haven't had it. Hasn't seen it for ages. Has had no control for most of his life. What do you think about that?
That's true. I do feel that way.
Yes, well, all right. Well, you see, you're still alive. You're still okay. Aren't you? Ultimately?
Yes.
Well... Then isn't it all right for you to have experienced all this loss of control because you seem to be doing just fine in never having had any control?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. You see, that's the secret. Again, as soon as it's okay for you to not be in control, you're in control. Make sense? This is not just a play on words. It is not just a pretty-sounding philosophy. As soon as it's okay that you're not in control and never have been, you're in control. Because it's okay. And when you say it's okay, It's really not a game of fooling yourself. If it's really okay, you're in control. If it's okay that you're not in control and never have been, then you're in control. You are, really are. That's the paradox. And it's instantaneous. It shifts instantaneously. Give up this idea that you're going to lose control. You've lost it. It's gone. In fact, you never had it. So give up this game that you're going to lose control, and then you'll have nothing to be afraid of. You see? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Does that make sense to you? Not just intellectually. Do you feel the sense in that? Even a little bit?
Yes.
All right. How does it feel that what I have said might be true?
Well,
oh, a sigh. I'll take that as progress. A sigh is letting go. A sigh is the first sign of self-healing.
It feels like I'm a little more centered.
You are a lot more centered. Remember this and practice the idea of it being okay for you to never have been in control ever. And then know that because that's okay, you're in control because everything's just fine. And this is the information that is coming from your future self, which you knew. And that is true, and I will verify that from you. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You.
Good evening, my very dear. I love you so much.
Our love to you as well. Good day.
Thank you. I have a question about some dogs. I remember some time ago...
Question about some dogs.
Yes. And I want to say that a year or so ago, I was talking with you about giving away plants, and you were saying to me that this was related with the situation about my little ones or grandchildren in another... Okay. Well, now I find myself dealing with dogs, but curiously, these are not my dogs. However, they're dogs that need some help, and horses. So I'm now involved in the business of finding homes for dogs and horses.
All right, finding homes for dogs and horses.
And the question is this.
What is the question?
There's a shepherd named Rex who is in a not a good situation.
A king shepherd.
He's a beautiful dog. He's so sweet.
Oh, all right.
And
what is the not a good situation you are describing?
He's captive in a yard where he's not taken good care of. He's desperate to get out. And my question is, I'm looking for a home for this dog.
Are you suggesting that this animal is not connected to a human?
Well, this is my question, Bashar. Thank you for your intuitiveness here. Am I being out of line in intercepting this process because this dog is connected but is not receiving any kind of appropriate care?
Do you feel in your terminology that the animal is being abused?
Absolutely, yes.
Have you spoken to what you call your appropriate authorities on this subject?
Yes, yes.
And?
The veterinarian I spoke with said the best thing you can do is steal the dog. And so that's what I'm... But I don't need to. I've already talked to the owner, and I think I can do it without doing that.
You can do what?
Be the link between a placement for this animal and its present situation.
Are you suggesting that the owner is amenable to this?
Yes. So my question to you is...
Yes.
I think I'm doing the right thing.
Is the owner amenable to this?
Yes, yes, yes.
Then why do you think you're doing the right thing?
Well, I'm intruding in someone else's process between an animal and another being. And
did you simply venture your point of view as a sharing? Did you broach the subject simply as a communication?
Yes, I tried to be graceful about it.
Were you graceful or only trying to be?
I think I was.
Felt you were graceful.
I think so.
All right. Are you saying then that the other human
accepted
the dialogue with you?
Yes, yes.
Then you are not being intrusive.
Okay, good, good.
Why did you need to ask me that? Why are you not certain?
That's one of my big themes.
Yes, it is one of your big things.
Yes, yes.
The obvious is not enough for you.
Tell me more.
I told you everything. The obvious is not enough for you. And you say, tell me more.
Yeah.
I just told you, the obvious is
okay.
not enough for you.
You don't need to keep saying it.
Tell me more.
Do you have suggestions for me? I'd like to transform this.
Do you have suggestions for me is a fancy way of saying, tell me more.
I'm very good at that.
You are very good at that.
I've got this one down.
The obvious is not good enough for you.
Okay, well, at least I'm enjoying it. What the heck?
Oh, all right.
Okay. Is this business of the horses and the dogs related to my children?
No.
Okay.
It is related only to you. You are related to your children, and therefore indirectly it is related to them, but not in the way you have asked the question.
Okay. I knew you understood.
Thank you.
Today I was having a really good time with some juicy, delicious, red, ice-cold watermelon. I was thinking of those hybrid children who like the juicy fruit.
Yes.
I hope they had a wonderful time with that.
They will connect telepathically into such sensations and experiences
okay.
and absorb them into their understanding. Yes.
I send
Thank you.
Great love to all of you.
And you as well.
Thank you.
You. 1, 2, 3. Work it out among yourselves.
Can I be four?
No. You cannot be four, you can be after. Number one.
Okay.
Good day.
Good day.
One moment. Number two, do you know who you are?
Yes.
Number three, do you know who you are?
Yes.
I know number four knows who she is. Number one, good day.
Good day. I just wanted to tell you, I'm just experiencing...
Speak up and be bold.
I just wanted to tell you, I am experiencing overwhelming joy...
Oh, all right.
...at this time. And I'm in a paradox, which I understand is that because this is really the end of being with
what
you...
What is the end?
The end of being with you today in,
well, yes,
in some way...
The end of today...
But then it's, I'm also in the beginning of a new phase because today, because it's the end.
All right.
And I realize that we're one.
Do you?
Yeah.
If you say so.
And I just wanted to thank you for your unconditional love, and I'm just trying to understand.
What are you trying to understand?
Where you're coming from to be able to do be here for us and do this. I know it's
where
a reflection.
Where I am coming from?
Well, I know we're you're a reflection to me and all of us.
I am coming from myself. I am coming from unconditional love.
But what is it that you chose to be here for all of us? Because I hear...
A reflection. To allow you to decide that you have the ability to discover who you are.
Why did you choose to do this?
Because it's fun.
Ah, okay.
Because it's who I am. Because it excites me the most. Haven't you been paying attention?
Ah, well, I'm getting it. I'm
getting it? When will you get it?
I got it right now.
Thank you.
You too
are having an interesting time with the obvious.
Yeah, I'm getting better at it, and I know we're family, and I'm... I will be enjoying from now into eternity and every moment of the one moment, and it will be wonderful to meet you
yes.
in person.
It is all well and good to say these things. Living them is somewhat different.
Wow,
you living them is the question. Don't answer me. I only pose it to you rhetorically for your own internal dialogue. Are you living what you're saying? Don't answer me.
I'm not. You already know, and thank you for that button. Number two.
Oh. Hi, Bashar.
Thank you. Good day.
I have a hernia.
Oh, all right.
From carrying my baby and the carrier. He's kind of a big baby.
Yes.
And one of the doctors recommended that I have a surgery. And I really don't want to have the surgery because I just had a C-section
yes.
7 months ago. But they said if I want to have another baby, that it would be important for me to have this taken care of. It's not really bothering me in any way now. Is it necessary for me to have the surgery? at this point?
It depends on what you wish to do. If you are willing to simply take time and allow yourself to heal and allow there to be the appropriate manipulations and topical applications of those substances of nature which will infuse through your skin and go into the muscles and the cells and allow there to be appropriate healing over time, then no, you will not require the surgery. If you're in a hurry to do something wherein you could damage yourself, then yes, you may wish to hurry up and have the surgery.
Well, I'd like to get pregnant again.
Why?
Because I want another baby.
Why?
Because,
Yes, because what?
I want my baby... Well, yeah, number one, because... Well, for two reasons. Because I love children.
Yes.
And I want my son to have a companion.
I see. Do you have a sensation or a feeling of the timing in which you believe this would most likely occur?
I'd like to have...
No. I didn't ask you what you'd like to have.
Oh, the end of 1999.
You feel...
Yes.
...that is the most likely window in which the agreement you may have made with another being would fulfill itself as a child?
Yes.
The end of what you call your 1999.
Would be the time I would wish for the delivery to be.
Then is there any rush?
Well, the doctor said to wait about 3 or 4 months before trying to conceive.
Well, would that not be just about right?
If I put it off 3 months?
Do you know how to count?
Yes. So if I put it off for 3 months...
Yes. Then will
November.
You not still possibly be capable of having a child by the end of your year of 1999?
If I conceive in 3 months. Do you see that happening? I'll just be bold. Is there a baby coming into my...
Are you paying attention?
Yes.
You have been told that if you relax for right. 3 months,
okay.
you will then be capable of conceiving at that time, and it will meet the window you yourself feel is appropriate. So doesn't everything fit?
It does.
Well then, why don't you trust that?
Okay, I trust it. Do you think it's a boy or girl?
It isn't either at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
No.
Well?
Okay.
Why are you in such anxiety about this? Anxiousness about this?
I know. I guess I shouldn't be.
You guess?
I shouldn't be.
Do you believe that the child wants to be born to an anxious mother?
No.
Well, then what are you doing?
Okay, I get it.
You're pushing the schedule back yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Relax.
Okay.
Lax and relax. And lax some more.
Okay. I have another quick question for
yes.
you. I'm chanting now.
Yes.
And during...
In a hurry, I suppose.
No, I take my time. 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes before I go
to bed. Oh, 20 minutes.
That's long for me.
Oh, long for you.
But my question is,
yes.
when I pray or when I meditate or when I chant,
yes.
I feel heat in the
yes.
my right leg,
yes.
my foot, and my ankle area.
Yes.
Do you know what that
yes.
is?
Yes.
What?
When you raise your vibration and increase your energy, it will go to where it is most needed for healing and repair.
Okay.
It will go to the area of lowest vibration and raise it up to match the rest of your frequency.
Mm-hmm. So that's the lowest?
Yes.
Okay. And do you think it's possible for you to visit me in my dreams?
We all visit all of you in your dreams constantly. If you don't notice, that's not my problem.
Okay.
I have one more thing to suggest.
Yes?
I want you to go home. When you go home, I want you to take a calendar that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a calendar?
Yes.
I want you to rip it to shreds and throw it in the trash. And stop looking at it. You're overscheduled.
Okay.
Do you follow me?
I get it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next. One moment.
Sure.
We have a numbered order.
I just wanted to thank you.
Good day.
Good day, Bashar. I want to thank you for returning. I missed you fiercely when you weren't there, and I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
It's been great. I look forward to seeing you every day. And I wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
Yes.
I believe now that probably most all of us, particularly in a specific age range in our society, have been in contact at one point or another.
Yes.
And
In one way or another, yes.
Okay. And I believe that we were taught many things during this time.
Yes.
And I'm interested in extracting that information.
Then live your life to the fullest, and it will come out in due time.
Okay. And you had suggested for allergies a combination of vitamin C and MSM?
In certain specific cases, yes. Again, the idea of the utilization of the most natural things, such as the herbs, may make other such things unnecessary.
Okay.
And again, the release of toxins from the system and the cleansing of the body may remove all such allergic reactions.
Do you think that would be effective for me personally?
It would be effective for almost all of you, because all of you are highly toxified.
Okay. Do you have any information for me at this time?
Only that when you sleep, sleep within your heart.
I feel like I should know exactly what that means, but could you clarify?
No, because you do know that you should feel exactly what that means.
Sleep within my heart.
Yes. You do know what it means. Feel it. Feel the certainty about it that you feel you have in saying that you should know what it means, and it will be much the same thing.
Okay.
And you will understand it more clearly later.
Okay.
Sleep within your heart.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be after. Thank you.
Greetings.
I am not going away for you to miss me.
Greetings.
The longer you say that you will miss, the longer you will push away. And to you, good day.
Iliakar
de mashe mashana.
I wanted to share with you a graduation I had recently.
Yes.
I had a button that was marked, "Other people's feelings are more important than my own."
Very good for discovering that.
And I pushed it right through. And
Thank you. And I'm
looking out for my own inner child's, making it the most important, the feelings, my own feelings are more important.
Thank you.
That's what I wanted to share.
It is not that you cannot care. It is not that you cannot share. It is not that you cannot have compassion for others, but never at the sake of your own. For all is equal, and all is one. And all due must be given to the all and the one. Do you follow?
Yes.
Thank you for your realization and recognition.
Would like if my hybrid children had a suggestion for me to be more in contact with them.
Buy a colored xylophone, a child's colored xylophone.
Each tone
and each color represents one of them.
Will do. Thank you. I love you.
Our love to you as well. One moment. Ellie,
yes.
Do you have something you wish to read?
Yes, I do.
This is a group thank you to you, Bashar. And it's called A Moment of Pause. Your ships over Cairo were in L.A. We have your phone number. We'll call you someday. Until we meet face to face, we send you a kiss, a hug, an embrace. From our future, you have come with a sense of humor, bar none. A stand-up comic you could be. Just say the word. There is a job for thee. And on a serious note, we thank you for being perfectly you and the catalyst in our transformation, for being family, friend, mentor, Dr. Bashar, And you wild thing. For giving us the space to bring clarity and understanding to our life experiences. For reminding us that imagination is real. For examples of how to do more with less. For reminding us to listen with our hearts. For introducing the four laws of creation, the four absolutes, physics, not philosophy. For sharing that surrendering is not the giving up of something. True surrender is the total acceptance of ourselves. For affirming the heart has intelligence and we are literally immersed in each other's heartbeats. For sharing the gift of your existence. With open hearts and gratitude, we thank all of you for the gift of unconditional love. This moment of pause will allow us now to experience each other in other ways, other times. Love and thanks from all of us to all of you.
Our unconditional thanks to each and every one of you. You are a garden of forget-me-nots. And remember, not that your eyes should be to the sky, for your task is at hand and at home. Apply what you know to your lives, to yourselves. We have thus, though, told you that our craft is a certain distance above your Cairo. And at last count, we gave you 2,700 miles. But know this now, and we will not name the figure, but you will understand from all that we have said before that it is not so far away, but within the same domain as the figure we have just given you. The height we are now in your miles above that self-same city is the same number in miles as the year we will land. To each and every one of you, and all of you together, live, live, live your lives instead of dreaming of being alive. Live your dreams, for that is all you are. If and when, thus then, this format should seem to fade from view, allow yourselves to understand I have always simply just been you. Good day. How did it go?